This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill.
Among the parts of the federal government the Trump administration wants to shrink is the Department of Education. There's a $9 billion cut to the department's budget on the table, 13% overall, which could mean trimming services, programs, and jobs. But firing people is more complicated than just handing out pink slips. Politico spotted the education department has hired outside experts to help train them on how to downsize. Marketplace's Rima Crace checks it out.
Yep, that's right. The Department of Education is spending money, about $28,000, to, well, save money.
It's incredibly ironic.
Don Kettle is a public policy professor at the University of Maryland.
One of the reasons why they need contractors is that the actual rules themselves are so incredibly complex.
He's talking about the federal rules an agency needs to follow to shrink down. They're outlined in a mind-numbing 119-page document, heavy with arcane rules and jargon.
Here's the way that you can identify the people that you want to try to release. Here's how you have to notify them. Here are the rights and appeals that they have. Here are the bumping rights that they have. You can't lay off too many veterans.
In Washington speak, this is called a reduction in force. And Kettle says there hasn't been a government-wide reduction in more than a decade. So most agencies aren't familiar with it. Ron Sanders is a former associate director of the Office of Personnel Management. He says at the heart of the rules is this very simple idea.
Last person hired is the first person to go. And in many agencies, that has a disproportionate effect on women and minorities.
We have a legacy system that was designed for a different age.
Max Steyer heads up the Partnership for Public Service. He says the rules should rely more on employee performance. Also,
there is, I think, some focus on trying to reduce the headcount in government before understanding, you know, what you're trying to get done and then how best to do it. And I think that's the wrong ordering.
He says the reductions in force are easier in theory than in practice. Workers appeal, and the savings, they don't appear until much later. I'm Rima Crace for Marketplace.